RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian consulate tackles three Indonesian citizens killed in Mississippi. State policy to focus on national development directions. Now the news in detail. Indonesian consulate conducted coordinating effort with local authorities and families of the car crash accident in Hancock County, Mississippi, USA. Spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armana Tanasias, quoted by Kompas on Tuesday, said that among five victims of the Indonesian citizen in the car crash, three were dead and two others were badly injured. He also pointed out that the Indonesian consulate will keep monitoring to provide help needed by the families of the five victims. Of the three casualties, three were located in the Edmund Fehi Funeral Home in the St. Bay Louis, Mississippi, while another one was at the New Orleans Coroner Office. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly of Republic of Indonesia, Zulkifli Hasan, said on Thursday that Indonesia needs a state policy that can guide the direction of national development as it is focused in accordance with the constitutional mandate. The Assembly has received inputs from community elements suggesting the state to set policy in accordance to the state policy guidelines. Speaking at the Socialization Four Pillars of the People Consultative Assembly and the Safari of Nationalism to Need Diversity in Purwakarta, Zulkifli said that the state policy can be revived through limited amendments to the Constitution 1945. He views that a more focused direction of national development should be able to tackle economic and social challenges as well as reduce poverty in Indonesia. Head of the Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, stated before investors in New Zealand that Indonesia and New Zealand have huge potential to increase investment cooperation. In his press statement received by RRI in Jakarta on Friday, Frankie mentioned that Indonesia and New Zealand are neighboring countries that mutually complete each other. He also remarked that since 2010 to 2015, his office noted an investment realization from New Zealand amounting to $38.2 million. He further invites investors to develop productivity and to enter the priority sectors set by the government, such as the food industry and tourism sector. The West Nusa Tenggara branch of the Natural Resources Conservation Agency, along with the Indonesian Science Institute and the Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry, the Geological Museum and Geological Agency conducted surveys in Moyo Island, Sumbawa, and Sotanda Island, Dompu to discover maritime potential of the two islands. Geological Mission Foundation Engineer Heriadi Rahmat told Tempo on Tuesday that the two islands have huge maritime potentials. Heriadi also remarked that Sotanda Island was formed due to Tambora eruption in 1815. The volcanic island is located across Sumbawa Island. The 4.8 square kilometer island boasts a saltwater lake that follows the ocean tides patterns. The phenomenon has been dubbed as one of the wonders of the world, Meanwhile, Moyo Island, located in the western side of the Satondaila, has a size of 30,000 hectares, boasting 22,250 hectares of hunting range and 6,000 hectares of sea park. Moyo Island was internationally acknowledged. Prince of Wales Lady Tynde visited the island. Series of Renton Francais 2016 in Indonesia brought duet performance Dolce Memoir from France and Yoyon Darsono from Sundanese music. Both musicians collaborated in a performance entitled In the Lost Land, from Kraton to French King's Palace, at the Sea of Culture and Audiovisual of France Embassy to Indonesia. Didi Fuyeko said that the Sundanese music was chosen to collaborate as both kinds of music are ancient and came from Renaissance era.
Indonesia should feel proud of what you have achieved. Indonesia today is highly regarded in the region and in the world. And respect from the international community doesn't come because of your size, 250 million, or your wealth. Respect from the international community, prestige, credibility, influence comes from the way the country is governed, its stability, its tolerance, inclusive policies. So in that regard, Indonesia is very, very different, very impressive.
Why do we collaborate with music from the Renaissance era and the Sundanese? Because both came from the same periodic era, namely the 14th, 15th and 16th century. Festival Renton Francais has been held in Indonesia since 2004. This festival features performances by artists not only from France but also from Indonesia to encourage various forms of collaboration, residencies and concert. The 12th Renton Francais Festival in 2016 presents 50 art and cultural performances as diverse, namely classical and contemporary music, puppets, dance and literature to architecture. The festival has been held since April 28 to May 10, 2016 in several major cities in Indonesia. The last item, former President of Timor-Leste Jose Ramos Horta said in Jakarta on Tuesday that Indonesia plays an important role in global community. On the sideline of ASEAN Literary Festival 2016, Ramos Horta said that the role has made Indonesia be respected by other countries.
Pourquoi avoir voulu marier la musique de la Renaissance, 16e siècle, avec de la musique sundanaise? Eh bien parce que ces deux musiques sont des musiques anciennes et entre le 14e, le 15e et le 16e siècle, sur trois siècles environ, c'est le début de la musique de la Renaissance en France et c'est ici, dans le pays Sunda, dont Bandung est la capitale, la musique sundanaise. Ce sont donc des musiques qui ont une période qui les rassemble.
Furthermore, Jose Ramos Horta also encouraged peace building in the world. He also remarked that peace can exist if freedom is given to the society. He believes that peace building efforts cannot be achieved with defense and economic growth only, but with harmonization of peace and freedom. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Attacking Each Other in Aleppo and Forced to Resolve the War in Syria. The war in Syria kills more and more people. The number of the injuries and casualties is likely uncountable. Residential buildings and public facilities are also increasingly destroyed. First fighting in Aleppo, as one of the provinces in Syria, occurs involving heavy weapons. Buildings with concrete construction were devastated due to weapons launched from the air. Peace efforts will no longer be their initiative to the conflict in Syria, but it involves two big countries, namely United States and Russia. Both countries are now attempting to find a peaceful solution. Related to the worsening situation in Aleppo, either Russia or the United States agreed to extend the ceasefire in the conflicting provinces. U.S. Secretary John Kerry called on all parties to stop hostilities completely. With the suggestion of the ceasefire, the United States views that there is dispute relating to the implementation of the ceasefire. U.S. Secretary John Kerry also remarked that the parties involved in the dispute agreed to stop all hostilities on May 4th midnight. However, according to Washington, Syrian government wants the ceasefire to begin on May 5th at around 1 o'clock a.m. The question is when the war in Syria will end. The answer remains uncertain. Clearly, what can be said is that the longer the war occurs, more and more victims will lost. Losses of material are increasingly uncountable. The human tragedy will continue. In the home country, people's lives are increasingly uncertain. The flow of refugees to neighboring countries may continue to increase. It's a human tragedy that must be resolved. In many conflicts, to find the best solution is that those conflicting parties must involve in two-way communication. War is not the solution for any differences and disputes. Outsiders are certainly needed as mediators, but the key solution is that it depends on the warring parties. Both the government and the opposition must strive for finding the best solution with a sincere heart. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on May 6, 1941. Joseph Stalin became the Prime Minister of Russia. Joseph Vissarionovich Stalin was the leader of the Soviet Union and a very tyrannical dictator, also known as the Man of Steel. He has ordered the murder of about 30 million inhabitants of Russia and surrounding countries. He is also known as people who hate religion. He appeared as the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union after the death of Lenin. Stalin's main rival was Leon Trotsky. When finally the whole party were in the grip of Stalin, Trotsky successfully expelled from the Soviet Union and later killed in Mexico around 1940. Stalin treated his rivals, or anyone who disagreed on him, with cruel and inhuman. Those who were not in line with Stalin, all executed as enemies of the Soviet state or thrown into forced labor camps or prison. Gulag prison camp was one of the silent witness to the cruelty of Stalin during the Great Terror in the Soviet Union. On May 6, 2007, Nicolas Sarkozy winning the presidential election in France. The 2007 French presidential election, the ninth of the Fifth French Republic, was held to elect the successor to Jacques Chirac as president of France for a five-year term. The winner, decided on 5 and 6 of May 2007, was Nicolas Sarkozy. The first round of voting took place on Saturday, April 21, 2007, French territories in the Americas and Eastern Pacific, and Sunday, April 22, 2007, or French territories in the Western Pacific, Indian Ocean, and Metropolitan France. As no candidate obtained a majority, 50% plus one, a second round between the two leading candidates, Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal, took place on Saturday, May the 5th, and Sunday, May the 6th, 2007. Sarkozy and Royal both represented a generational change. Either candidate would have become the first French president to be born after World War II, the first to have seen adulthood under the Fifth Republic, and the first not to have been in politics under Charles de Gaulle. On May 6, 1994, the inauguration of the opening of British Strait Channel. Britain was no longer be an island and has emerged with mainland Europe. This happened since the opening of the tunnel under the sea in the England Strait, linking Britain and European mainland. The inauguration of the tunnel was done by the French president at that time, François Mitterrand, and Queen Elizabeth II. The constructing the tunnel lasted for approximately 10 years. Actually, the idea of making the tunnels has been proposed and planned by the French engineer Nicolas de Meret in 1785. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Focus. Today we'll take you to the title about Indonesia agrees on the joint patrol with Malaysia and the Philippines. Listener, Indonesia agreed on a joint patrol's cooperation with Malaysia and the Philippines in the water of three countries' border. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the trilateral meeting, which was held in Yogyakarta on Thursday, May the 5th, 2016, produced four main issues agreed by Indonesia with the Philippines and Malaysia. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, the three ASEAN members will conduct coordinated maritime patrols to jointly maintain the regional security. Then all countries participating in the meeting have also agreed to provide immediate assistance when seeing the ship is in danger or in need help. Furthermore, exchange of information is also become a mutual understanding, which will be given to the country's intelligence in order to respond to the emergency situation. Minister Retno Marsudi stated, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia will immediately create the special communication channel, which is aimed to strengthen communications in a threatening condition. Minister Retno Marsudi said, the meeting proves the magnitude of the commitment of Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines to ensure peace, stability, and security in ASEAN region. Retno Marsudi also emphasized that peace, stability, and security not only have a direct contribution to the economic welfare of the three countries, but also for ASEAN. She explained, trilateral summit reflects the high commitment of Indonesia not only toward the close ties between Malaysia and the Philippines, but also in an effort to overcome various challenges. Retno Marsudi also emphasized the importance of the Sulu Sea Sulawesi as a strategic economic waters flow has not been much aware. Based on the data, annually more than 55 million metric tons of goods and more than 18 million people crossing the waters. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, the three countries are also concerned by the rise of abductions of innocent civilians by armed groups. Therefore, the meeting agreed to take immediate steps to ensure the security of citizens in carrying out activities in the area. The ministry learned from the communication and intensive cooperation of the three countries in an effort to release of 10 shipsmen of Indonesian citizens. Therefore, the ministry agreed to strengthen cooperation and collaboration in the handling of security challenges as well as the implementation of coordinated patrols in the waters that become mutual interests. That was Focus.
Here just in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian consulate conducted coordinated report with local authority and families of the car crash accident in Hancock County, Mississippi, USA. Spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Armanata Nasir, as quoted by Kompas on Tuesday, said that among 515 of Indonesian citizens in the car crash, there were three were dead and two others were badly injured. Chairman of the People's Consulta Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Zulkifli Hasan, said on Tuesday that Indonesia needs a state policy that can guide the direction of national development, as its focus is in accordance with the constitutional mandate. Head of Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibrani, stated before investors in New Zealand that Indonesia and New Zealand have huge potential to increase investment cooperation. The West Nusa Tenggara branch of Natural Resource Conservation Agency, along with the Indonesian Science Institute, the Indonesian Environment and Forest Ministry, and the Geological Mission of Geological Agency, conducted survey in Moyo Island, Sumbaya, and Satonda Island, Tompu, to discover maritime potential of the two islands. Series of Frantan Francais 2016 in Indonesia brought duet performance Dolce Memoir from France and Yayon Darsono from Sundanese Music. Both musicians collaborated in the performance entitled In the Lost Land, from Kraton to French King's Palace. Former President of Timor-Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that Indonesia plays an important role in global community. On the sidelines of ASEAN Literary Festival 2016, Ramaswata said the role has made Indonesia be respected by other countries. That's News in Brief for the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hi
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, on 21 to 22 of May, it will be held Sungai Serayu Festival. The festival is held to promote eco-exotism, tourism of Serayu River, and hopefully will be lively because the festival will be held in conjunction with the commemoration of World Water Day of Central Java level. This festival usually shows various games and activities such as agility contest and boat races and decorative boat carnival along the Serayu River, starting from the Sukawara village up to the Bendung Gerak Serayu. The agility competition of transporting sand boat races will be held on May 21st at the Bendung Gerak Serayu, while decorative boat carnival will be held on May 22nd, 2016. Serayu River is one of the attractions in Central Java. The river, which is nearby Dieng Plateau and has about 30 kilometers long, crossing five districts including Wonosobo, Purbalingga, Banjarnegara, Banyumas, and Cilacap. The river that empties to the Indian Ocean has the width of 12 to 25 meters. Serayu River has beautiful natural scenery, unique cliffs jutting into the river, as well as various types of rocks that stand out to the water. Aside from being a source of life for the community, Serayu River is also developed to be a rafting arena for those who love the sport. You can test your adrenaline in the river. Serayu River has two rafting trips, which is approximately 12 kilometers with a travel time of approximately 2.5 to 5 hours. During the rafting, you will enjoy the beauty of the natural scenery along the river, such as rice fields and gardens of the local people. During the rafting, you will feel the satisfaction because the rapid of Serayu River has 3 to 4 levels. Besides rafting, you can also fishing here. Many types of fish found in the river, ranging from parrotfish, catfish, shrimp, etc. The river is located in Wonosobo, Banjarnegara, Central Java. From Yogyakarta, the trip takes approximately 2.5 hours. If you want rafting, it costs about 150,000 to 200,000 rupiah for local tourists and 350,000 rupiah for foreign tourists. The price includes the rental of inflatable boats, life vests, insurance, guide services, and consumption. At the tourism sites, there are provided rubber boat rental and a wide range of rafting equipment, shower rooms, restaurants, and lodging. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Serayu River Tourism Site. We'll meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany. Listener, 27 Rajab in the Arabic calendar is known as the Isra Miraj Day, one of the biggest Islamic holidays celebrated every year. The day is also as one of the national agenda in the country and become national holiday. Today, May 6, 2016, the Indonesian people from Sabang to Merauke celebrating Isra Miraj. In today's edition of Miscellany, we will inform you several activities in Indonesia related to Isra Miraj holiday. Listener, Sebatik is a border region with Malaysia. In this region, unique tradition about Isra Miraj is celebrated. The celebration is done in sequence, started from the northern until the southern part of the region. The people bring cakes to the mosque. It will be eaten together during the Isra Miraj celebration. Different from Sebatik, Malasari Village Bogor Regency also celebrated Marhabaan tradition that was led by a religious figure in the village. Marhabaan is an activity to read verses of Quran which filled with the journey of the Prophet Muhammad that is wrapped in a beautiful lyrics. Community of Malasari Village made Marhabaan as a religious local tradition that's still well preserved until today. While in Solo Central Java, people usually hold a Hadrah festival and parade to commemorate Isra Miraj. In the parade, every group performs its skill to dedicate salawat accompanied by rebana music. Not only on foot, numbers of participants also use horse-drawn carriage and becak or pedicab. Hopefully, all Muslims in Indonesia can follow Prophet Muhammad's personality through Hadrah art performance. Meanwhile, Jelok Patuk people in Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta, also commemorate Isra Miraj of Prophet Muhammad by doing Oya River Cleaning Ritual. This ritual is started by Gunungan or Offering Parade from Jelok Meeting Hall to Oya River that ranges 4 kilometers. The offering is filled with agricultural products from local farmers. The parade also performs traditional art such as Jatilan, Reok, and others. On the Oya River, the people are gathered to pray. The people in Kuala Enok, Tanah Merah Subdistrict, Indragiri Hilir Regency, Riau Province, has their own way to commemorate Isra Miraj. And during the month of Rajab, according to Islamic calendar, it can be ensured that the mosque in the area perform recitation led by the local religious leaders alternately.
The commemoration of Isra Mi'raj is aimed to grow love and to strengthen Muslim faith to God Almighty and the Prophet Muhammad. And the most important thing is this tradition used as a place to strengthen the bonding among fellow Muslims. Listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the theme Celebration of Isra Mi'raj in Indonesia. We meet again with another interesting topic. I'm Nuka Kusmati. Sampai jumpa.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is the Music Corner, presenting you Indonesian music, either traditional or the modern ones. In this edition, we will introduce you into a dangdut singer of Indonesia, Mega Mustika. But before we begin, let's listen to one of her songs entitled Mengalah, or in English means Give In. Enjoy!
Haruskah aku mengalah? pasrah, ku coba untuk mengalah. Haruskah aku mengalah selamanya, atau membisu diam seribu kata?
Listener, Megha Mutika was born on June 23rd, 1974. She was very famous in early 70s until 80s, and that came from her struggle and tenacity. Her famous songs were Hitam Bukan Putih, or Black Not White, Bukan Yang Pertama, or Not the First, Kau Asing Di Mataku, or You Are Foreign in My Eyes, Bulan, or Moon, and many more. Well, now, before we talk about her again, let's listen to one of her famous songs, Hitam Bukan Putih, or Black Not White. In the end of the 80s, dangdut was trending among the people of Indonesia with the appearance of young dangdut singers such as Iis Dahlia, Mirnawati, Irma Erviana, Joni Iskandar, and of course, Mega Mustika. The song that we have just listened, Hitam Bukan Putih, was the one bringing Mega into among them. Not only that, her name skyrocketed with another album entitled Bukan Yang Pertama or Not the First. And listener, that's the short introduction to Indonesian dangdut singer Mega Mustika. And now, to wrap the music corner, we present to you two other songs by Mega Mustika, namely Bukan Yang Pertama or Not the First and Cinta Seujung Kuku or A Tiny Love. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.